This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, maintaining a stable weed control program is always a challenge, and the upcoming loss of dicamba for growers in 25 adds another layer of difficulty. Without this key tool, farmers must explore alternative solutions to manage resistant weeds effectively. Finding reliable replacements will be crucial to maintaining crop health and productivity in years ahead. We'll talk with the folks at FMC about what they have to offer next.
If you thought soybeans were only used for tofu, think again. From tires and adhesives to next generation asphalt, soy is used to create over 1,000 industrial products and counting. Thanks to your Soy Checkoff investment, the sky's the limit for Iowa soybean farmers. Oh, and speaking of skies, did I mention soy is also used in sustainable aviation fuel? Learn more about the innovative uses of soybeans at iasoybeans.com.
Drake Copeland is a technical services manager at FMC and acknowledges challenges growers face with the loss of dicamba and emphasizes the need for diversified weed management approaches. He highlights FMC's commitment to offering alternative herbicides and agronomic strategies to help farmers adapt.
I think you got to look at history, right? There's been a lot of broadleaf weeds that we've relied on. The active ingredient dicamba in the form of Xtend, there's Engenia, et cetera. Herbicides to control, and that's something that we're not really going to have access to this year, especially in crop. So that's something that in winter meetings we're having to remind growers of that. I think they're all aware of that, but what plans do you make now so you can be ahead of it, but also if something does go wrong, what options do you have in your back pockets to take care of the weeds that you have in your field?
Copeland emphasizes that the best weed management strategy begins with a clean start using effective burn down applications and pre-emerge herbicides. He also advises growers to plan several years ahead, incorporating multiple modes of action to stay ahead of resistance challenges.
Well, I think the main thing, you got to start clean and start with residual herbicides. I think we've proven it through our research, through our university weed scientist research, that two residuals, one at planting, one when you come over top to overlap residuals, has reduced soil seed bank numbers. I think anything else that you do, you're at risk of increasing those. So you think about guys that, either own ground that have weed seed populations building up, or they've got a landowner they're trying to keep happy. You've got to think about that. Think not just what this year means, but 3 to 5 years from now, what kind of challenges do you want to have or do you want to be ahead of them?
Copeland talks about the products FMC has to offer to replace dicamba in your weed control plans.
At FMC, we have Authority Supreme. This is a big product for us. Particularly in the Mid-South, but you see a lot of use of Authority Supreme and Authority Edge in the Midwest. And it's just a combination of sulfentrazone, group 14 herbicide, one of the longest lasting ones, and then peroxysulfone, a group 15 herbicide. So you marry those two together in a convenient premix, and you can spray them from Mississippi all the way to Minnesota, depending on rate, structures, et cetera. But that's a really good option to set the foundation. And then what we like to do is come back, think, when weeds are 2 inches tall or maybe V3, V4 soybeans, prior to canopy closure, coming back with a post-product to control weeds that may have come up, but also include a residual like Anthem Max. That's going to give you that protection you need from a residual standpoint. And look, at FMC, we talk about the race to canopy closure. Once we get the canopy closed, you're preventing sunlight from hitting the ground. All that, weeds need is sunlight and a little bit of moisture, and they're coming. But if we shade that canopy, shade the ground, you're set up for success, and that's what we're trying to do here.
You can learn more about FMC's products by visiting your local retailer. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.